Shalom Aleichem. It is Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and Mishneh Yomi continues, finishing up chapter 5, Perek Hey of Yevamot at Mishneh Vav, Halutz. Somebody performed chalitza to the widow of his deceased brother, the Asa Mamar, and then did a Mamar, tried to then give her a rabbinic marriage, Natan Get, gave her a writ of divorce, Uvol, or lived intimately to try to effect a Yibam marriage, or another case, Bol. They were intimate together to effect Yibam, the Asa Mamar, and then did a Mamar marriage, Natan Get, gave a Get, the Cholatz, or gave a Chalitza, Ein Achar Chalitza Klum. There's no legal validity to any activity that takes place after Chalitza. Now, this is a concept we've already explained in this chapter, but here the Mishnah adds this to strengthen this phrase, Bein Betchila, whether Chalitza is at the beginning, Bein Be'emtza, or the Chalitza is in the middle, Bein Besof, or the chalitza is at the end. Nothing works after a chalitza. But Be'ila, but an intimate relationship, which is, you know, they live together to effect a Yibam marriage. Bizman Shechi Betchila, when that happens first, when that's the first activity, Ein Acharecha Klum. So nothing will work after that. After all, this couple has already created the Yibam marriage, so Mazel Tov, they're now man and wife. Of course, as we explained in the previous perek, after becoming a man and wife, the Yavam and Yavama actually do decide to get a divorce, then a normal get will work even without a chalitza, because that Yibam has already taken care of the Zika, the obligation the brothers have towards the Yavama. Now the Mishnah distinguishes between chalitza and the Yibam. Be'emsa Basof, if the intimacy to create Yibam is done in the middle or at the end, meaning perhaps they gave a get or something beforehand, Yesh Acharei Klum. Then it weakens the ability for this intimate relationship to be effective in creating the Yibam. As we explained, if he gave a get first and then decided to live with the widow to try to create Yibam, we say that Yibam is not effective as a Yibam. It might be effective as a Mamar, and then you need another get and a Chalitza, but certainly not effective as a Yibam because they've already started pushing away this widow and doing the opposite of trying to marry her in Yibam. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Rabbi Nechemya disagrees. He says, Ochot Be'ila, Achot Chalitza, whether the couple is living together to effect a Yibam bond, or they're performing Chalitza to break the Zika and allow her to marry someone else, Bein Betchila, Bein Be'emsa, Bein Besof, whether this takes place at the beginning or the middle or the end, Ein Acharecha Klum. There's nothing legally valid after that step. Mazel Tov, let's go on and start chapter 6, Perek Vav, Habal Al Yevimto, a man who has intimate relations with the Yavama, the widow of his brother, Bein Beshogeg, whether it's a mistake, for example, he thought she was someone else, Bein Bemezid, or it was on purpose, he knew it was her, Bein Beonis, people were forcing him or threatening him to do so, Bein Baratzon, or he wanted to do so, Afilu Hu Shogeg, even if he's mistaken about her identity, Behemazida, and she knows very well who he is. That was actually the case by Yehuda and Tamar. Famously, Tamar had been married to two of Yehuda's sons, Erev Onan, and was, in theory, promised to the third son, but it didn't happen, so she disguised herself as a harlot, and Yehuda's wife had passed away, and Yehuda didn't think he was doing a mitzvah, didn't think this was a woman that he owed a yibam to, and in fact it was, and Tamar knew what she was doing. The Mishnah brings another case, who mizid, he shogeget, or he knows who she is, and she does not know, she's making a mistake, who anus, he lo anusa, he is forced, and she is not, he anusa, the who lo anus, or vice versa, echad hama'are, whether he just does the first stage of the intimate act, the Gemara defines as the insertion of only the atara, the first section, Echad a gomer, or he finishes the act. There's a gemar bia, it's done. Kona. So the yibum is effective. They are mazel tov married as man and wife, even if it wasn't the most ideal way to do it. We actually said the most ideal way back in chapter 5, Mishnah Base. We said, also mamar, if he first gave her a ring, they threw a party, they had a chuppah, it was very nice, you know, got a white dress, uvol, and then after that, they lived together, harezu gemizvoso. That's the best way to do yibum, to make it just like a normal marriage, and everyone has respect, and everyone feels great, and they get some wedding presents, and they have some cake, and it's nice. But since the Torah says Yevama Yevoaleha, her, you know, the brother, the surviving brother, will be intimate with her, and that's what affects the Yibam according to the Torah. So it doesn't really matter what the intention was and what the process was, and if they have Mamar, at the end of the day, it does still work, even if they didn't go about forming this relationship in the most ideal fashion. Mishnah concludes Lo Holok Bein Bia Leviya. And the Torah doesn't differentiate between a normal bia, meaning a relationship in the normal place, and another bia, which is, the Gemara explains, a relationship that's similar, but not in exactly the same place. The Bartner cites the source from the Gemara, Mishka ve'isha. There's the pasuk, the verse actually says, the lyings of a woman, implying there's more than one legally binding act of intimacy between a man and a woman. Yishar koach and a good chodesh.